Hello, sisters. Sister Amon and Brother Tupos from DontParish.com.
Hello, sisters. How are you today?
We're doing good. Hopefully you sisters are.
Amen.
Yeah, just doing a sister sharing audio, some things going on. And we always, you know, Brother Tupos and I learn a lot in this life out here. And there's always lessons and things. And
we're always learning.
Right. We like to share it because maybe you can apply some of it to your life or just learn something new. Or
maybe after we're dead and gone, somebody will be coming up behind us to do the same stuff.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they can learn from it.
Right. So we actually had a really peaceful spot last night to stay, and when we woke up this morning, it's pretty rare that we get to sit outside of the van and have coffee.
Yeah, we had a campfire last night at this little camp spot, and we had coffee. It was awesome.
Yeah, and so
very rare.
Yeah, because normally when you're in parking lots, you can't just set up a chair on the outside in the middle of a parking lot normally. But we were sitting there having coffee, and had a Mennonite woman drove up in her car right by us.
That was interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to have an audio of that going up and some good learning lessons from it.
Can I just say, this older Mennonite lady pulled up and she exemplifies all the reasons we're not united to the Anabaptists today. They don't care about the truth.
Mm-mm.
And can I just say, later she came back and she literally tossed on the ground a cranberry bread and a thing of potato salad for us with a note attached to it. And that was her offering of love. In a strange way, but it wasn't anything based on truth of the Lord. But anyway,
right.
We're going to do an audio about that.
And the note was accusatory, too.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah.
She got a lot of truth.
We'll have all that out.
It was awesome. She got a lot of truth.
She did. And, you know, I was thinking
loving.
About... Yeah, right. Oh, we were very kind and very gracious
very
and loving.
Kind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking about it, even if, you know, we know there's a lot of dead people out there, spiritually dead. And even if this wasn't for her... If we put this up, people might be able to see. And I know sisters for a fact who have been impacted by the actions.
Yep.
The wicked, the unloving actions of the Mennonites. And they started to see them for who they really are because many of them are very deceptive. And they don't teach the truth and stuff. So anyway, praise God for being able to share truth.
So that was this morning.
Yeah, whatever she does with it, that's her issue. God will take care of the rest. And then... You know, the past few days we've been talking about, you know, because we always have to go. We have to plan, and we're kind of looking at directions and areas and what to do. And when we came to this area...
I want to just say real quick.
Go ahead.
The Lord told us to go, so that's a command, and the world always has us on the go. So it's kind of a double go.
What did I tell you this morning when I woke up?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of was Jesus said, go.
Yeah.
And what was the other go? I forgot that one. There was something else, you know. Oh, maybe what you said, the world always has us go. We got to go. We got to go. We got to keep moving.
We're always moving because we don't have other than our van, we don't have a place to lay our head.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this, but anyway, not that it's bad. We're just going. And we were kind of thinking, you know, because we were in this area before, it was a little bit of a refuge, you know. They were
like
very welcoming. Yeah, and so we were kind of looking forward to it when we got here. Well, we noticed things have changed a little bit. And so it's not quite the refuge we thought it was. And so a lot of things went through our mind, a lot of discussions and talks about how we might have to change where we stay, you know, because as we travel and park, we usually park in places, well, we always park, not usually, we always park where we're welcome.
Right, where
it's
legal,
allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's in a parking lot, it's usually in a place that we will go buy supplies.
Right, we're customers,
Or a hardware store or something, you
food
know.
Store.
Yeah, and we noticed that some of it's changing, and so it did kind of bother, it bothered my flesh a little bit. I don't know about you.
Yeah, just a little bit, not too much. Not
just
too
a little. But yeah, it was like a fast killing, and what was it we were talking about? Being flexible.
Yeah. Yeah, being flexible, and I was saying that when the Lord closes one door, we got to trust, and he's going to open up another door, and it's going to move us in that area we need to go because of a closed door. If you stand there looking at the closed door, staring at it, all depressed and upset, you're never going to turn and go, hey, there's an open door. Maybe we need to go that way. So you got to be able to be flexible. You got to be able to move on your feet. You got to be able to trust in the Lord and keep going.
Right. And I was thinking about Matthew 6:34. I want to talk a minute about this. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And, you know, that is a really good verse for us to remember not to worry about tomorrow. But in our life, we can't just live today and then wake up tomorrow and go, where are we going to go?
Yeah.
We really do kind of have to plan
ahead.
And it makes me think, you know, as I'm talking about planning ahead, we still have to be careful because, like, James 4:13-15, I'm going to read it. go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And Brother Tupos just did a teaching on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty eye-opening. It calls it evil. It's evil boastings if we say, let's say we say in van life, hey, we're going to go do this all summer. We're going to go to these things. We're going to go here. We're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to do that. And then we're going to end up here in the fall. And we never consider the Lord's will for our life about maybe he wants us to do something different. James says it's evil boastings. And it means grievous, wicked, lewd.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we don't want to do that.
We've got to consider the Lord's will in everything.
Yeah, and when things, like you said, with the door shuts, another one opens.
Amen.
You know, we're
takes us a different direction.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit. We're comfortable when it comes to something that we know.
Even, yeah, that's the flesh.
Even us out here on
the
road.
That's the flesh, yeah.
You know, and so it's good when we have to go through these refining areas.
Right.
And I think we've matured a lot, and we've come across so many of them in the past 15 years that we kind of slide right through them pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed out here during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We were out traveling and preaching during the pandemic when everything was shutting down. So
yeah.
That taught us a lot.
Yeah, God, he will make a way. We're talking about that. We have to trust. We can't be anxious. We have to be letting his will be done. And so as we look at what might be going on for us traveling, yeah, there's campgrounds and there's BLM land, BLM land and
Bureau of Land Management,
yeah,
out west.
Reserves and
national
federal
forest.
And national forests and stuff. Yeah. Now those take us outside of civilization, but that's okay because they're free.
Yep.
And we can go out there, we can refresh, and that might help offset if we have to get campgrounds here or there. And so
it's just going to take more planning to do events. We may not be able to get as close to events the night before. We may have to drive in and then drive out after the event.
Yeah, yeah. So we've just kind of laid it all down because when we first started this, we were like, there was a lot of chain of events that we would go to and witness along the way. And then recently it's been a lot more just being out in the world and witnessing along the way and kind of combining the both. So we're willing to just do whatever the Lord's will is.
Well, we go through seasons. Like in when we go down south, all winter is a lot of events. Then spring, you transition. There's not as many events. Now we're coming into the summer season where there is going to be a lot of Christian music events, a lot of witnessing we can do if we can get to places logistically and be able to stay. So there may be some more days where we may have not good internet reception, and so we just have to be prepared for that.
Right, and we're just going to kind of share that with you for those of you who are following along. Our ministry right now is usually pretty consistent with teachings and audios and videos and street preachings and flying signs and all kinds of information that may, you know, be more and less, and that's okay too because we just have to do what we're doing in times and seasons.
I don't think it's going to be altered too much, but there will be times.
There could be times here and there, yeah. But and then some of these will be flesh killers because it could take a lot more work. There's apps that I'll be looking into because, believe it or not, in my previous life, I did work in areas where it was transportation and mapping out things. And so the Lord has been using that for me here. And so I kind of do that working with the apps, and I'm more a little bit more computer literate. And so Brother Tupos, he'll talk about an area, and then we kind of look at it and decide, and then I'll see if I can find a place for us to stay. And the Lord always opens up doors.
And we've always got alternate plans. So we've got things like Walmarts and Cracker Barrels and city parks, and then a campground if we ever want to pay for ones. We try to be frugal and not do that too much.
Truck stops.
Because we don't take donations. And then truck stops. And truck stops is our fail-safe because if they ever shut truck stops down, well, I guarantee you, you ain't going to be worried about van life because the whole culture's going to shut down.
Shut the truckers down,
So America's that's always down, our, we can live truck stop to truck stop to truck stop and go out to events. So we've got
that will take a lot
plans.
Of flesh killing because they're loud.
Loud, noisy, more dangerous. A lot of crime at truck stops and things,
Yeah.
We have to be careful.
But, so today was awesome. We had to go through a little bit of flesh killing, a little changing, a little mindset, a little laying down of all kinds of things and going, okay, open door here. What is it going to be? And just taking each day
one
day at a time.
It's all an unknown out here.
It is.
But if you think about it, it might be an unknown for us out here in this van life. But if you live in a house or an apartment, your life's an unknown too, because you don't even know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. Your house could burn down tomorrow. Tornado could wipe your house out tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Or if you still don't, if a lot of people don't have their house paid off, you could lose your house tomorrow.
Right.
Everybody lives by that unknown that James is talking about. Go by God's will. Don't go by, oh, we're definitely going to do this and do that. That's prideful.
Yeah, it is. And we don't want to be set in our ways.
Be sensitive to the Lord's moving in your life and never get outside of that, no matter where what you're doing. Van dweller, live in the country, live in the city.
Yeah.
And that'll keep you closer to the Lord and the kingdom of God.
Right, and walking in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I can say, as a woman, you know, the Titus 2 thing, the comfort, the security of knowing something or having that little bit of a security, if you want to say, probably for men too, but I'm just speaking to you sisters.
Yeah.
We have to be willing to lay that down and just lay our lives in the Lord
just
and trust Him, because He's got our soul for eternity if you know, we endure until the end. So why would we worry about all these little things here on this earth?
Yeah. We plan, we prepare, then we trust.
Yeah, right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
He's in control of it all. So it'll open doors, it'll close some doors, it'll put us in the path of people, and we'll, you know what we'll say? I know we're going to say, we never would have met them if that didn't happen.
Oh, I know. This is awesome. Yeah. So I'll have some work to do, doing some research, and who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. We'll worry about that then. Yeah.
It's all good, and we're keeping our eyes focused on the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And doing the work of the ministry, and that's what matters most to us. So.
And, thanking the Lord for every single day that we can encourage the saints.
Yep, edify online, and disciple people, and
encourage
people to keep striving the things of God.
Praise God.
Awesome.
All right, well, just sharing some thoughts with you, and maybe some of this, you know, sharing with you what we go through, and, you know, we do have struggles here and there that we do have to put down, and just sharing things with you sisters might give you some encouragement, some strength. Maybe, I know some sisters have said, oh, okay, I don't feel so bad when I got to struggle with something, or when I'm thinking about something, when the rest of the saints share, you know, and open it up.
And the last thing I would say is, the more you overcome in your life, the easier it is to overcome more. And because you had asked me if this bothers my flesh.
I was going to ask you,
if you asked me if this bothers my flesh. And I think a while ago it would have bothered me more when I see things start shutting down. But actually I think about it and I'm like, wait a minute. We went through COVID out here. And we couldn't get inside places, and we couldn't get water, and we couldn't get ice, and we couldn't do a park here, and we couldn't do this. And I'm like, you know what? We've been through so much, and I don't know how much time I have left on this earth. Why am I going to worry about this stuff? I got to keep my focus on the kingdom and preaching the gospel and all the rest of that stuff. It's going to take care of itself.
Right.
Well, we have to plan, but it will take care of itself.
Oh, it will.
The Father will make it happen.
We've seen it all these years.
Amen.
If we look back, we can see that, how He's laid it all out. Sometimes,
what am I going to do? Go buy a piece of land and sit on it? We had that once, and the Lord called us to go. We're not going back to that. We want to go and be a light and salt and point people like this Anabaptist lady today.
Yeah.
In love, she got a call out to the truth that will save her soul versus all the sin and false ways she lives in. If we weren't here, she wouldn't have gotten that.
Right. And you know what made me think of that real quick, kind of off the subject? Today we went to the marketplace, and both Brother Tupos and I were looking at people going, we witnessed to that one, we witnessed to that one.
Well,
that was a long conversation.
Well, you might want to tell them what we did last October in this town.
Oh, yeah, there was the big Apple Fest here, and I think, did we do 1 day or 2 days? I can't remember.
2 days, I think.
Yeah, even so, it was, it was like unstoppable.
We walked the
witnessing.
Parade route.
Yeah.
We were the head of the parade, and I preached all the way down the, about a mile walk, and then we're all, so everybody in this town knows who we are, and that's good.
And
most of them don't like us and hate us because it's an Anabaptist area. That's fine. But anybody that's a seeker knows we're here, and we come back periodically for that very reason.
Oh, exactly,
and we want to be a light, and so God's glorified in it
all. We've witnessed all over the place here.
Amen.
So, yeah, you know, as we say that, that's kind of another flesh killer, too. When we roll into a town that we've really confessed with the gospel, and people know us and hate us and look at us and give us dirty looks, like, we're talking a lot of people have seen us and know it.
Right.
You got to, like, put that flesh down immediately and keep walking in the Spirit.
Yeah, you can't just smile.
You can't allow it and go, everybody's looking at me. You can't do that.
And you wait for a seeker to come up.
Right.
And says, hey, I saw you. Or maybe someone's heart's changed.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody sees you and goes, you know, they don't seem like, he's out there preaching. Well, I thought he was unapproachable, but he doesn't seem that unapproachable.
Right. So we don't want to walk in fear of any of that, because then that would be like being ashamed of the gospel.
Amen. No, we don't want that.
Yeah. So.
We definitely don't want that.
Anyway, praise God for all that. And hopefully some of that was encouraging to you, sisters. And we're going to go about the rest of our evening works here and see what happens. It's still light out, and we got signs on the gospel van, and we'll see if anybody wants any more truth.
Yeah, and
tonight.
Hopefully we're staying here tonight. We might have another campfire again, a rare little thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow we're down the road, and we got a lot of plans for the coming future. We're planning for what we're going to be doing. So it's
Lord willing.
It's going to be exciting. I was going to say.
I know.
Good Lord willing, we're planning. So it's okay to plan. Just be ready to be change plans for the Lord.
Oh, right. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We love you, sisters.
Have a joyous day.
May God be praised.